You know, this year I really put the extra effort in, just competing and come back this year. And like you saw, me just working out with LT, just little stuff like that, gave me the courage to do the things that I needed to get back here and compete and win this thing.
Win this thing. That's a very happy Reggie Bush back in 2005, having just won the Heisman Trophy. Takeaway sports contributor Ibrahim Abdelmateen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you ever dream of winning the Heisman when you were a football player?
That's funny. I think I was convinced that I was going to win the Heisman at one point. Just like any running back in the United States, there's a certain point where you're like, I'm going to do it. It's going to happen. And I was going to do it playing for Syracuse.
So a common dream for a football player, but can you imagine the feelings going through Reggie Bush right now, having to give it back? The historic moment came yesterday. He had to take it back, send it back to the Heisman committee for violations at USC.
Well, now he's in the NFL. He plays for the New Orleans Saints, where he won a Super Bowl last year. So that's sweet. And he's a former Heisman Trophy winner, which is difficult to take in a sense. But the reality is that his alma mater, USC, has been enshrouded in controversy since his college playing days. USC was recently smacked with heavy sanctions by the NCAA for improper benefits that were received by Bush.
And the kind of benefits we're talking about are what?
Let's say you get access to you can get a car. Your parents get a house or
that was
a dwelling.
In Reggie Bush's case. Precisely. His parents were living in a house paid for by
exactly.
The university.
Those are typical things that happen when an outside external person or source gives money to a player that's on a scholarship. And NCAA has very strict rules against you receiving money when you're on a scholarship.
And this money actually didn't come from USC. It came from a sports marketer who was sort of a liaison between USC, which is why the school's in trouble.
Exactly. So there's very strict rules about the college athletes being amateurs. And so when these external forces sort of try and come in, like marketer or potential agent, they're trying to woo these young athletes because they see the potential payoff for them down the road. And so that's really what they're trying. They're trying to protect the athletes from being overly influenced by external forces.
So as a football player yourself, maybe you have sympathy for Reggie Bush, because is he more of a victim of USC's culture here? Or as a journalist, do you say, hey, you blew it?
I say that's interesting. I think the victims are actually the players that play for USC now, because now the sanctions that are on USC include a 2-year bowl ban, so they can't play in postseason play, and then also 4 years probation, and they lose scholarships. So
it's tens of thousands of dollars of scholarships.
Precisely. So I think that Reggie Bush really, instead of giving the Heisman back, he would be better served by appealing to the NCAA to sort of lessen those sanctions. And maybe this is a part of that process. Maybe he's sending an olive branch to the NCAA and to the folks to say, hey, listen, could you make it easier on these guys that are actually playing that had nothing to do with what I did?
So Bush's gesture may end up helping those USC students if the sanctions come off early, although there's no indication that that might happen.
It could potentially help. And I think the other piece of this is here. Reggie Bush essentially cheated. By being ineligible, he cheated.
Right.
It's different than cheating and using steroids, because it doesn't affect your play on the field. So it doesn't diminish what he did on the field that year. He was the best player on the field.
Right.
And
right.
That year, Vince Young got second in the Heisman voting, but he won the national championship.
And it's part of the sadness. The Heisman committee will just vacate the award. There will be no award, and that's how it will go in the record books.
Correct.
Does Reggie Bush just go back to playing NFL football? This is the end of it?
And he's probably going to win another Super Bowl. So I think it's all good for Reggie Bush.
Thank you, Ibrahim Abdelmateen, Takeaway Sports contributor.
Good morning.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.